Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Tucker to Pajewski. Pajewski now, 8 o'clock, back to Curry. Steps to his left, takes a three. He got another one! Stephen Curry showing his magic to Chicago. And the Warriors lead by 497-93, and this place is buzzing. Slide that on and talk to us. First of all, it's great to talk to you from only a few feet away.
I know. I can actually see you now.
By the way, you guys ended the game on a 73-28 run.
Say what?
You guys ended the game on a 73-28 run.
Well, I'll take that all day, every day. I wish we got up to a better start, but at least, we got we turned on the lights in the room in the second half. It was beautiful to see.
What turned this around, do you think, for you guys?
Obviously, adding a guy like Jimmy, and coming off, this is our third game of fourth night, coming in, you know, changing time zones. It just took us a little bit to wake up. I think you're feeling out, you know, the chemistry, and offensively, we had a little lull in that second quarter. To start the quarter, we didn't score for the first, like, 4 minutes. But you just got to weather the storm, and I think our energy and our confidence in that, hey, we can get back in this game, we can go on a run. Obviously, I got hot in the third, but everybody performed. We took care of the margins, and the intensity was amazing.
You had a 24-point third quarter. It's your 41st 20-point quarter of your career. What got you going?
Just confidence. I think, you know, there's you feel a certain moment of the game where you get a couple good looks, and then you start to kind of force it a little bit. Thankfully, I was rewarded with that. We were playing good basketball, though. We had a decisiveness on what we were trying to do, whether we were trying to get the switch or, going ISO or throwing it into the post and setting split screens. Like, we were just very decisive what we were doing, and organization usually leads to success.
Jimmy Butler comes on board today. Obviously, his physicality is there. But the other part I wanted to ask you about, he was 11 of 13 from the free throw line. The Warriors, the last few years, have not gotten to the free throw line a lot. That could be a big bonus for Golden State.
It's huge. He's like the opposite of me. it's a good ham and egg type situation where if the game slows down in the half court, he can dominate a possession. He can get to the foul line, force the issue in the paint. You have to be aware of where he's at. If you leave him single coverage in the post, he can usually take advantage of that matchup. And then we're flying around him. So it was a great look, great start. Obviously, we have a long way to go. Every game is about developing those habits and that chemistry. But off to a good start.
I got to ask you this question. I haven't asked you this, but it's apparent to me everywhere we go on the road, we walk in, there's all these young kids, and they're all wearing the number 30. Tell me what that does for you and that kind of impact that you have.
I never take it for granted. I've been blessed to play this game now 16 years. God is great in the sense of having influence, you know, kids, adults, all generations, being able to be inspired by what we do out here on the court. And you remember from 09 going on the road to now, it's a transformation for sure. And definitely blessed to experience it. And, you know, we love to put on a show whether we're at home or on the road, and this is a great, great crowd.
Well, as you remember in 09, the headlines were always, Woeful Warriors meet, you know.
We have come a long way.
Exactly, a long 100%. Way. And you're the reason it came a long way. Thank you so much for your chat, as always, sir. I enjoy your conversation and your company.
Thank you very much. I don't know what platform it's called anymore, but Warriors Vox, y'all check him out.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, sir.
All right. Steph Curry, our guest. And the Warriors win the win, 132-111, the final score. What a comeback for Golden State. Back in Chicago, where a lot of Warrior fans who came out tonight are starting to head out as the players have gone in the locker room. Steph Curry signed a lot of jerseys before he headed into the locker room. It's one of the most stunning games that we have seen in a long time. Golden State was down 83-59. They finished the game on a 73-28 run and win by a count of 132-111. I don't think I got a final box. If we can maybe hunt one of those down. Actually, no, here we go. We got one right here. So just wasn't handed to me. So tonight the Warriors, they were down in the third quarter, 83-59. They ended up scoring 42 points in the third, started the fourth quarter with a lead, It was just a shocking, game tonight. And it's a crusher for the Bulls, who led by 24. You know, they're trying to start anew without Zach LaVine. And for the Warriors with Jimmy Butler tonight, they kind of figured some things out in the second half, and they end up winning this game in fine fashion. They were able to empty the bench. Everybody got into play. And so just amazing that the Warriors were able to pull this off tonight. It's a crazy, crazy, and I mean crazy type of game for Golden State. Now for Golden State tonight, 34 from Curry, 25 from Jimmy Butler, 16 points from Brandon Podziemski tonight off the bench. He was a plus 26, got off to a slow start, but really came on in half number two. 7 assists for Podziemski, tied the team high with Draymond Green. Butler had 4 assists tonight, a block shot. Quinton Post played really well. Post with 18 tonight for Golden State. And again, he just, you know, a lot of rookies come on the scene and they have a deer in the headlights look. Quinton Post doesn't have that. The 18 just too shy of his career high. He was 4 of 7 beyond the arc, and he had a block shot in the game as well. And again, as he progresses and learns the NBA game a little bit more, he's going to be a fine player, I think, in this league for a while. And so the Warriors get that. They get a balanced defensive attack tonight. Everybody in the second half able to turn up the screws defensively. And, wow, just what a win tonight for the Warriors. 27 for Coby White, who was fantastic. And the reason why the Bulls had a 24-point lead was that White was playing so well and hitting some just incredible three-point shots. He was 6 of 9 from three. And the Warriors ended up taking 11 more shots in Chicago. That's always a good thing. They forced 17 turnovers for the Bulls, and resulting in 29 points for Golden State. They outscored them points in the paint, 46-34. And they win despite being outscored in fast break points, 25-6. The Warriors ended up shooting 50%. They were shooting a woeful percentage in the first half and early into the third quarter. Really got it going and ended up 19 of 48 from the three-point line. So the Warriors get back to 500, a chance to get above that in Milwaukee on Monday night in Game 2 of the Jimmy Butler experience in the Steph Curry era of the Golden State Warriors.